Welcome all you Plus Two Comedy Modifiers to another episode of the Plus Two Comedy Podcast. I'm your host as always, TV's Noah Houlihan, shouting at his laptop because his headset is broken. And before we get to a fantastic, very special episode of the Plus Two Comedy Podcast, I gotta tell you about some upcoming shows. Like July 22nd, we are returning to New Jersey GamerCon. So please check out njgamercon.com and come see us at the La Quinta Inn in Runnymede, New Jersey on July 22nd for some Game the Gamer. It's your chance to play Game the Gamer at the La Quinta Inn. So please come and try to win some money. We are also happy to announce that we will be debuting our brand new Beyond the Tentacle Land of the Rising at Otakon this year. So please come see us at Otakon August 11th through the 13th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. That's right, they moved. For more information, check out otakon.com. And finally, this episode of the Plus Two Comedy Podcast is brought to you by the Game the Gamer Podcast. It's not a podcast, it's a Kickstarter. I'm keeping it in. Check out the Game the Gamer Kickstarter. We are raising money for our brand new game show, but it is very, very expensive to produce. We're looking for $6,725, and we are currently at $1,133, and it expires on July 31st. So please check it out. You can go right to plus2comedy.net, and that will take you directly to the Game the Gamer Kickstarter, where you can watch the pilot, you can watch the Kickstarter video that explains why we need that very specific amount of money, and you can also see our stretch goals, including Captainess, Brental Floss, the folks over at Chikara, Jeff Storm from the Party of One podcast, and many, many more. So please go check that out, and please consider donating. And if you can't, at least share the pilot on Facebook, tweet it out. Help us reach our goal, because we want to make this show for you. Now, this is a very special episode of the podcast. We haven't done one of these in quite some time. This was recorded backstage at High Note Humor, which is an open mic that I run. So we are backstage, and basically as people finish their sets, they come and they talk to us for a few minutes. It is not safe for work. We get real dirty real fast. So don't listen to this one at work or put in your headphones. And now, without any further ado, take it away, Kirby Crackle.
Hey, Will.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, you ready for a podcast?
I am.
All right. This is the Plus Two Comedy Podcast coming to you live from backstage. Would you call this backstage?
I called it backstage, and then I realized that felt weird.
Would you call it the green room, I guess?
Yeah, more green room.
The green room for High Note Humor at the Tap Room Bar and Grill at, I don't even know the address of this
Crystal Lake Avenue? Yeah.
In Haddon Township or Haddonfield, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, just get on Crystal Lake and go up and down.
And until you find us here at the Tap Room.
See a little hand-drawn sign that says free comedy. Yeah. It looks like it says free candy, and then I got disappointed.
Well, it's not supposed to say that. It's supposed to have a very nice sign made by Josh Carter, who has yet to get to it. So we'll get to it eventually. but this is the Plus Two Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Steve's Noah Houlihan, and I am joined by the quiet, whispering Will Liam this week.
I don't even get a thing.
It's a special episode, so I don't want to do the usual crap that we usually do.
So the garbage podcast.
Well, here's the thing. We're backstage during the open mic. We've done this once before. Mm-hmm. And what happened last time we did this is throughout the show, it was a descent into madness.
Yes.
Because I just kept getting drunker and drunker, et cetera, et cetera. This time, I've gotten really drunk before the show started.
Oh, did you?
So this will be an ascent into sanity.
See, I won't. Yeah, I guess that's right. Cause I had. Fuck it.
That was a long pause for no reason.
Well, the pause was I didn't know if I wanted to delve into my personal life, but screw it.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I had a.
There's no audience here. We can just.
Well, there's people. Yeah, there's no one listening.
There's no one to look at you and judge you. They're far away judging you on the internet.
I had a girlfriend at the time that was slowly getting drunker, and I knew that that would mean a fight in the car, and the level of the fight would be reflective on how drunk she was. So it's just me here sitting, being like, oh, when will it end? Oh, how bad's the fight gonna be?
Is that true?
Yeah.
She drove me home that night.
She probably shouldn't have.
Oh, no. That's fun. What a great way to start this podcast. This is so unlike any other show we do.
No.
I was having the discussion that our show is, like, very fluffy. Like, it's we bring a person on, we have fun times, we talk about non-important issues for the most part, and we just have some laughs, and then we play a trivia game. But, you know, if you want to get some real about some shit, we can do that.
Oh, is that what we're going to do?
I don't know. You just did. You were just talking about, you know, your life and things like that.
Yeah,
how's your life, Will?
My life's great now. I keep making long pauses.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good development that you've had. You've had character growth.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking about this to someone else. I'm very guarded about the information I usually share with people.
Yeah. This is a safe space.
Well, that's what I keep thinking, and then it clicks in my brain. It's like, wait, there's a microphone. And I'm like, that's what the pause is, where I'm like, oh, what do I want to reveal?
Let's reveal dark and dirty secrets about each other.
It's not dark and dirty. It's a great life. I started seeing a...
I'm happy now.
I started seeing a therapist. What? I started taking anxiety medication, and my life is fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've said, and I love our fans that listen to this. Most of them are just friends of ours. But the fans that listen to this, there has been people that are like... There's been people that have contacted me on Facebook and are constantly like, so how's life on the road? And I was like, that is not what my life is. But it's very nice of you to think that that's what my life is. So it's weird that, like, you know, they see us at, like, Comic-Con and Otakon and think it's like, well, they are celebrities.
Oh, I love that feeling.
Oh, I love that feeling too, but we're not. That's why we need you to donate to the Kickstarter. Because the Kickstarter's not doing well, and I've been real depressed about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been sad. But, you know, we've been doing pretty well. We did DexCon, and DexCon went really well despite all the tragedy when it came to our show. We had to stress beat a video game because we had to unlock multiplayer so we could play Game the Gamer.
I blocked that out.
Will ended up paying someone else to beat it for him.
I didn't pay them anything.
You ripped somebody off.
Yeah. No, well, what it was is that we were in the game room, and so they had different TVs set up for a bunch of different games. And this girl, we had commandeered one to unlock WarioWare so we could play Game the Gamer. Mm-hmm. And this girl came up who I had seen. I was talking to staff the day before, and she had come up and been like, hey, can you put Oregon Trail on this TV? And then today she was like, how long are you going to be doing this? I was like, do you want to play Oregon Trail? She's like, yes. I'm like, if you could beat this.
Well, do you know that there's a remake?
Yeah, that's what she was playing.
It's like Road to Canada, I think it's called.
Oh.
And it's basically Oregon Trail if there were zombies and you were fleeing the apocalypse.
Is that not Oregon Trail?
Maybe it's Oregon Trail, because that is a much better pun than Road to Canada.
See, that sounded like Trump had won the presidency and it was your attempt to get to
Let's get out of here. We need health care. We're dying.
But yeah, so she beat that game to get us the hell out of there.
Yeah. And we applauded her and she didn't care.
Well, and then she got free stuff. Or
she
free
did.
Points or something.
She did get some...
She got points.
She got... Yeah, there are points at DexCon.
Yeah, that means a thing at DexCon. Yeah. That's not just...
I know I have some. I've never done anything with them. I think I could get a free t-shirt.
Oh.
If I wanted to. I could get a nice free t-shirt. So we're waiting. What we're going to do is people are... I should explain the concept of the show. We're 5 minutes in. When people finish, they're going to come back here, and we have our first comedian who has finished his set. He's going to join us here on the show. So he just did 5 minutes of comedy.
Call it that.
You're not going to call it that? Introduce yourself to our listeners
here. I'm Ryan Foster.
Hi, Ryan. How'd it go out there?
Mediocre.
Mediocre?
Well,
not what you wanted?
As usual, but not terrible. Not terrible.
How long have you been doing comedy?
I started in the end of January, and then I did it for like a couple months, and then went on vacation, started drinking, and came home, kept drinking.
Gotcha, gotcha.
You're
a real comedian's comedian here.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but...
No, that's what comedians
slacker.
Here do.
Okay. That's good to know that.
Yeah, they have
so
their
you're
stage.
Mostly doing jokes to comedians.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So you're killing it right now.
Yeah,
you're
I feel
doing
like a psycho saying the same jokes every week to the same dudes. Like, familiar faces,
I mean,
great.
That's what you gotta do when you're starting. When you're starting, you gotta find that that gem, and you got to polish it up before you start venturing into other things. But so it went mediocre out there.
Pretty mediocre.
What'd you talk about?
Crush. What do I talk about? Talking about my brother. I got a dead heroin addict brother.
He's dead.
Dead as shit. Super dead. Yeah, died last year.
It's not really varying degrees of dead.
Yeah, no, it's pretty. Yeah, just dead.
No, that's not true.
Dead period.
Mostly dead.
You could be fresh.
Mostly dead.
You could be fresh dead.
Freshly
you could be
dead,
a vegetable. Yes. That's mostly dead.
I'm sorry to hear that. My cousin actually recently passed away.
Heroin, right?
Yeah. Did you?
Everybody.
I'm killing, so I don't know why you keep pointing.
It's funny. My relative died of drugs.
My aunt too.
We have a poor system in the country to take care of them.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Lack of dads, I think it is.
Lack of dads?
Mostly, yeah. No
fathers. Dads don't do heroin.
No, so, I mean some. Some. He had a kid.
Not really a dad
except the ones
drug.
Who do.
No, it isn't a dad drug.
Well, plus they die, so they're not dads anymore.
What's like a dad drug?
Cocaine's like a dad drug.
Yeah.
Cocaine's a dad drug.
Yeah, it is.
Weed's a dad drug.
Yeah, if you have like caffeine's a cool dad or like a professor dad.
Definitely
might
beer.
Be a pot.
Weed, beer is the number one dad drug.
Yeah. I don't know that many dads that do coke, I don't think. None of my friends' dads. I don't know. My friends are starting to become dads, though, so.
And they're starting to do coke?
I mean,
what drugs are they doing?
I think they're just continuing.
Okay.
Yeah. Just dabbling, though, not a lot.
So they're going to have little coke babies.
No, I don't think the coke transfers into the womb, does it?
Are you chewing gum?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right into that mouth.
All
right,
well, first off.
I apologize.
It's in your hand
now. My bad. Where am I supposed
to
put it?
You chew gum on stage? That's like rule one.
My bad.
Like,
I apologize.
Like, no gum and no shorts are the first two rules.
I got no shorts
comedy.
Down.
Yeah, you're
I got
good.
Too many calf tattoos.
You are
I'm
half
not trying
a comedian
to...
now, so that's
right. I don't know, the calf are they offensive?
No, I just don't want that hanging out there. I don't know.
Why
would you feel like
your
a
calf
slop?
Tattoos?
I'm not ashamed of it. I would just be...
What's your calf tattoo?
Yeah, what's down there? What are you hiding?
I got drunk decisions. If you got tattoos...
Oh, man, you are all inked up. Jesus. What do you mean, not really?
Is that a donkey?
Girl, goat.
That entire goat. Leg goat. Is
wait, what's
stuff.
No, don't you? You're like, bleh, girl, bleh. This is a very complicated tattoo. There's a skull.
Many.
Is that a king? A dead king?
Yeah.
He's got a crown.
Yeah. I don't know what we were going for. I have a couple friends that are tattoo artists. So
you got a finger poking into your
so
knee.
They all
there.
Just
that's
grab
cool.
the limb and
you're
take it to town?
Yeah, you're in tattoo shops enough.
Because your arm is a rose and a lady?
I got rose, my mom, Oof,
is that
two
fruit?
Chicks.
No,
nah,
no,
it's just like a son, my
okay.
mother. No more flowers.
Okay.
Dead brother's initials.
Okay. All right.
The first one was a D, so it almost...
D-L.
At first, I thought it was DB for dead brother.
That would be funny. if I would have thought... I wonder if I can get it changed. DB, that would be solid.
What's that? From my dead brother.
That's
DB.
DB. DB, dead brother.
Oh, my God.
What's this podcast called?
This is the Plus Two Comedy Podcast.
Okay.
It's usually very nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
But
I can tell. I figured.
Yeah,
the action
for some figures. Reason, we put all of the prizes we've won on the pad. There's usually
where'd
you
win them from?
When you say we, you mean you?
No, I mean you. I mean you've won these prizes.
No, I'm saying I didn't put these there, and there's no one else who set these.
No,
up.
While I was setting up this equipment, people were just going through the box like, "Let's put this on display."
Oh.
And I was like, "All right, I'm not going to stop."
Like a trophy
it.
Case. All right.
Where'd you win them from?
From nerds.
Yeah, the way the podcast usually works is we do this live in a comic book store, and we end it with a trivia game.
Okay.
Instead of a trivia game, I found a list of awkward questions you can ask people.
Hit me.
So I'm just going to hit you. Were you part of the popular or elite crowd in your high school? Why or why not?
No, I was not.
No?
I,
you were an outcast?
I don't know if I was an outcast. I had a girlfriend. So I was kind of just smoke. I didn't do anything. I like worked full time in high school, so I would just work and then try to bang my girlfriend. That was basically
okay.
all
did
I did.
Successfully,
smoke.
Yeah. How was that going?
Tons of fucking.
Yeah,
tons.
Yeah, tons. Nice. Boatloads of fucking. No, but, yeah, not bad.
How much is a boatload?
I would. I don't know, in high school, seven times a week. I mean, five.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a full.
No, you took weekends full, off because you weren't at school.
No, I'm just like I didn't hang out
at school. You had a full time job.
No, that's what I'm saying. I would maybe get laid two, three nights a weekday.
This
but weekend, for sure, two, three times.
This is really dropping. It went from a boatload
no, I'm saying
to seven
I think five's
to
good.
Five
well,
to
I'm
three.
Like,
two
I'm
or
scrambling
three.
Here on the pressure.
Yeah, because your lies are falling apart.
No, they're not lies.
Yeah.
Bro, I can show you guys pictures if you want.
Of you fucking your girlfriend?
Well, no, I can show you pictures. Well, I don't know if
you
I have pictures.
Pictures of what?
It's high school. Like this.
I can go through my shoebox at home.
Child pornography if you
she was 18, probably. Senior year?
No, she probably wasn't.
Senior year? I think by the end of senior year she was 18.
Very
September
few.
Senior year.
September 18. Senior year? That's
yeah.
No, absolutely.
Right?
That's the beat.
I have zero I have zero concept of like time. Like how old
okay.
I was in certain
or
years.
Age of consent?
No consent. I got Age of Consent down pretty
down pat.
Yeah, I got that, that down pat. For sure.
Well, all right, this is
this devolving.
Oh, I'm going to call the cops.
That's yeah, a wrap.
We've got one crime confessed to so far, so this is going really, really well.
One's not bad in 5 minutes, right?
not bad. So I'm sorry that you were such an... So why weren't you more part of the popular kids?
Why were you an outcast? I just wasn't. I don't know, I wouldn't say I was unpopular, but I definitely wasn't popular.
You're like a,
I'm not really a social
like a
butterfly
badass
kind
loner
of guy.
Type?
I don't think so. No. Mm-mm.
No. Were you just part smoking? Of any group?
No. Nah, most of my friends went to a different high school, and then my best friend dropped out in 10th grade, so I would hang out
oh,
with him.
Goodness.
He was a winner. But, yeah, basically just hung out with the girlfriend, worked a lot. It was a valet. It was fun.
You were a valet?
Yeah, at a car Team Toyota.
How old were you?
In high school, 16.
So someone else had to be in the car with you while you were driving?
Yeah. No. When I'm trying to remember. I guess in 11th grade I became a valet.
But you would have your learnings permit.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able
to. No.
In
PA, you had your... You could get your license at
16. Oh, you're in PA?
Yeah.
Which is, of course, a lawless
yeah,
town.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, you get your license at 16 in PA.
You get your license at 16.
You did when I was... At least when I was... When I turned 16.
For me...
That was like the first thing I did when I turned 16.
Sophomore year was driver's ed.
Yeah.
No,
in Jersey, you were 16, you got your learner's permit.
And you had to do like your hours with the
you
instructor.
You guys both from Jersey?
Yeah, we're both
yeah,
Jersey
I never, guys. We never did, I never did driver's ed, any of that. Got the permit.
Really?
I think you could get the permit at 16, 6 months driving with an adult, and then you just couldn't
and
stay out.
And then you could
pay.
Become a valet.
Yeah, you just had curfew
your
until
driver's
midnight.
License
right,
a
the
piece
Cinderella's.
Of paper that says driver's license on it?
No. That was the learner's permit, 6 months. I remember clearly now. Because I failed my driver's.
Up.
I should have took driver's ed, though. I failed my license test twice. I passed the third time.
All right.
The written or the driving?
The driving.
Parallel parking?
No, I got yelled at for not having two hands on the wheel.
Taking pictures of your girlfriend too much.
Yeah, with that Nokia.
Banging my girlfriend
day.
In the back.
I was banging her in the back. I never fucked in a car, actually.
No, me neither.
No, I'm too tall.
Yeah, that's what
I don't got.
I got no space to fuck
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'm... I don't know. Yeah. I need room to perform, right?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear
can't
you.
Be fucking in cars.
Yeah,
it's
I
no
can't
good.
Perform my proper dismount. Yeah.
The rollover?
Yeah. No, I do full handstand.
Ooh.
Yeah,
oh, really?
It's very nice. Yeah.
It's impressive.
It's got to get... you might
messy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually a lot of face coming on my own face. starting this drunk was a mistake.
Into your nostrils.
See, I didn't want to say a gross word, and then you went. So.
We've already gone not safe for work, so I didn't know what, like where we
didn't have to.
Do you guys usually
gross.
Not curse?
I can cut it.
Well, we usually do it in a store
with children.
Oh, so you
children.
Can't be screaming cum and
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah absolutely
okay.
not.
Understandable.
Our guests
at an open mic, you could
how many
come all you want.
Are there a ton of comic book stores for you guys to do this at?
We closed
on our
them
fourth.
Out.
Oh, okay.
Fourth comic book
it's a
store.
Fucking, a tour of shutting them down.
Comic book stores are notoriously a bad business.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's actually been one by my parents' house that's been there for since I was like
what's
10.
That?
Yeah. It was,
that?
I don't know what it was called, but it was right at Street Road in Bustleton.
Street
you familiar
Road
in
Bustleton.
Northeast, kind of? It's been there for...
Northeast of what?
Like Northeast Philly? Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got,
didn't say that.
I got
I
hired
just
to do...
Northeast.
Northeast like
corridor of the United States. No.
I got hired to do an open mic at the Street Road Bar and Grill on Street Road.
Street Road Bar and Grill.
And I showed up and, like, apparently I was the second guy they interviewed. And in the middle of the interview, somebody walked in and made a racial slur.
And they gave him the job.
And... The boss guy was like, hey, calm down. He has a black girlfriend.
it was cool.
So I got pulled into this weird bit where I had to pretend to be angry because I had a black girlfriend instead of being angry because
it's racist.
Race
yeah.
And I went, yeah, what the fuck, man? And the guy looked at me and he went, hey, I'm sorry. You have a black girlfriend, and walked out. And I was like, I don't know how to
apologize.
Really, that's so offensive to the person we made up for a bit I didn't want to be part of.
For
so
the girlfriend, I don't.
I ended up not accepting. Well, I was supposed to do that job, and then I didn't. That was the Noah of 2008. It was like, yeah, you're in. I was like, all right, I'm just never going to pick up my phone again. I'd rather not speak to you.
You guys do this once a week or what?
We do this once a week out of the Gamers Vault, who are probably super thrilled we've included their name in this podcast.
And they don't. None of them listen to
no more filthy words.
Yeah. Usually what we do is we bring in a guest and we try to figure out what they're a nerd about. So is there anything you're a particular nerd about?
That I'm a nerd about? like that I know like a ton about.
Yeah, like
the only thing I really know like a lot about like pay attention
high school
is, like,
girlfriends.
Yeah, I know a lot about that. I know like the only thing I know like a lot about is like the UFC. That's like the only sport.
Oh, really?
I used to watch football a ton, but I think like fantasy football ruined it.
I used to be a big UFC guy as well.
Yeah,
like
not
back
anymore.
Back like in college, like when the Ultimate Fighter first came out,
Forrest
had that fight with Stephen Bonner. I was like, this is
so that's when that blew up. Yeah,
yeah, that shit was awesome. And then, like, I'm also a huge wrestling fan.
Yeah.
And it's hard to make that jump because, like, your favorite fighter will fight a total of, like, seven times.
4 times a year, maybe.
No, I mean, like, 7 times total in the UFC.
Yeah, maybe.
And then
if he's
you will never
if he's
see
good.
Him again. Yeah.
It's rough.
Like, what was his name? Not Matt Morgan. He was like the judge on this. He was the one that
beat up Matt Hughes.
He beat up Royce Gracie.
Did you hear what just happened to him?
No, what
he
happened?
He just
to
got
him?
Hit by a train in his car. He was like,
what?
Yeah, his car. I don't. They don't know. Like, they still don't know if he was like crossing a train track or like people thought he was trying to kill himself. But
because my like, other
he's
favorite,
still in the hospital. He's
my
all
other
stuff.
Favorite fighter was Evan Tanner,
and he died.
And he died because he went on a spirit quest in
the
desert.
Well, he was like crazy,
and then he ran out of water and just died in the desert.
He was a big like mushroom guy.
Oh, was he?
So, yeah, he was right. Tripping and went out on, like, a vision quest and just...
That's why you always got to hydrate when you
do
drugs.
Yeah, you got to hydrate on most drugs.
Hydrate on your vision quests.
For sure.
I think
for
all
sure.
drugs.
All drugs. I mean, you don't have to hydrate if
you
don't
you really...
Weed, but, like...
You still... There's no reason not
coke
to hydrate.
Coke and ecstasy.
Yeah.
I'm saying you should.
When you're taking drugs, don't drink water with that.
Do not. Do not. It'll exacerbate.
So, what do you think about Brock Lesnar?
I mean, I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan?
I think he would have been the shit if he would have not done pro wrestling. But
well, he did pro wrestling first.
Yeah. No, I know, yeah. No, I'm saying, like, if he would have came straight out of college and just straight went to the UFC, he would have been probably the best heavyweight of all time.
He would have been a monster.
Except for all of his steroid shit. It's kind of brutal. But especially, you know Mark Hunt? He fought Mark Hunt?
Yeah.
And he was juiced out of his skull and beat the shit out of Mark, like, smashed him. And it's kind of like, and Mark Hunt's, like, a famous, like, notorious, like, clean fighter. So I was just kind of like,
I was shocked when I saw Living Mountain Brock Lesnar and found out that he was on steroids.
Oh, yeah, that's what. And then after the fight, people were like shocked. I was like, look at the fucking dude. Do you remember when he fought Shane Carwin? Remember that fight?
I don't remember that. I remember Frank Mir.
Yeah, they fought the first time he knee barred him. And then he fought Shane. I forget if Shane was before or after Frank Mir.
Probably.
But Shane Carwin beat the shit out of him for the first round and then gassed out. And then Brock beat his ass.
I remember that.
And then he got diverticulitis. And then he came back
and
Alistair Overeem came back and liver kicked him and he was done.
Yeah.
And then went back to wrestling. He makes a shit ton of money. Does he still do pro wrestling?
Yeah, he's the champion.
He's like the guy?
Is he?
Yeah, he's the champion right now.
How do you feel about CM Punk?
Oh, I love CM Punk. Yeah. I'm real upset that he left.
Really?
Probably
a bad move.
Yeah, well, I saw his UFC fight. It was definitely a bad move.
Well, it was, like, so warped to think that you could never have a fight and then just come in.
Yeah, come in to the UFC.
And fight, like, one of the premier... And Mickey Gall's not even, like... I mean, he's good.
He
wasn't supposed to be in the... He wouldn't be in the UFC if not for that fight.
But, like, I really enjoyed their, like... It wasn't like a 30 for 30, but they did like
the little mini docu.
Yeah, they did a doc.
It's cool.
Where,
what was he like 37?
Like, they showed Mickey Gall training and they're like, here's how to do the sharpshooter. And like, you see him like learning WWE moves. It's like, now it's important when you turn him over, you got to shake your head and look angry. That's what really does
it. Sells it.
Make sure not to hurt anyone.
Man, they're really being an asshole. I hope CM Punk. Oh, he's dead. CM Punk is dead.
He's supposed to fight
again.
I can't
believe
though.
That has happened. All right, we got our second comment back here. I'm guessing no one told Anita Wise to come back here. Because
she's enjoying the show.
She just want to do this horse shit.
Yeah, I was crushing it.
Pull up a seat.
Or stay and leave him.
Yeah, you can stay. We got four mics. Yeah. So
it's
and
be friendly.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Chris Stenta joining us on the show, coming back on the show.
Hi, how you doing,
Chris? How'd it go out there?
I got to work on depressing dark jokes.
Oh, you're going dark.
No, I always talk about suicide and heroin things.
Well, it's been
heroin's
heroin
back
heavy,
up.
Apparently.
Heavy. You have a dead brother?
No, good. Not a That's dead good. Brother. Dead friends.
Dead friends?
A couple. But when I grew up with them, but they're not, you know, they're dead now. So it's hard,
yeah,
to,
it's hard to be friends.
It's hard to hang
it
out.
It breaks the
well,
relationship.
You could do
up.
Like a spiritual medium thing.
Oh, no, I'm an adult. I don't believe in that. I could also pray. Or run around in circles with my hands up. I don't know what'll work better, but I don't, no one knows. Duck, duck, goose works better than praying.
I do a duck, duck, goose religion.
With like a medium, like you're like, oh, ghost.
And when they goose you, you become possessed.
By that's spirit. A good story. When I was a kid, I was young, maybe like 10 or something. I was staying over at my grandparents' house in Ohio, and then I woke up to them arguing over me being possessed by a demon.
Oh, which yeah. one?
Well, no. See, that was the argument. My grandfather thought I was possessed by, like, Lucifer.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And my grandma was like, no way. He's definitely... He's not a... If anything, it's just some underling, you know, demon.
Yeah.
And,
like a leprechaun.
Like Mammoth?
I don't know what demons they believe in. Belmont? That's probably a big one.
Yeah.
No, but the grandma was basically just saying I was too incompetent to be Lucifer.
Yeah. Okay.
But probably...
He's probably got better stuff to do.
Probably. But then they asked for the a priest to come by and get, like, a... You know,
not to fix you, but to like.
Well, my grandfather was complaining with the priest about like exorcism. Yeah. And that priest was like, it's a lot of paperwork. You can't just do that. Yeah, it was pretty. But yeah, so they thought I was possessed by it.
They never fixed you.
Did they call that family?
No, I think it was just we have mental illnesses that they attribute with the demons. Yeah. I would imagine. That's old school, you know, Catholics.
Did they drill into your head to let the demons out?
Oh, I just ignored them. I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
went
take
back to playing Pokemon.
It was also my birthday. If I didn't throw that, and then I got surprised at a Chuck E. Cheese party
by a demon.
No, by like people, cousins. And I was just like, man, these people are crazy. But I'm possessed. You know, that's
nice.
Where I was.
That's weird. That's definitely weird.
But I was from not Ohio.
Possessed, right? Is that the thing? Homeless people run around thinking they're possessed.
Yeah,
talking.
I mean, that's how they do it in media. I don't know how true that is. It could be.
I mean, I've talked to a share of crazy homeless people.
When you don't have anywhere for the mentally ill to go, they usually become homeless.
That's another topic we've been covered, is the shitty health care of the country.
Yeah, we've covered that a lot.
Dead heroin people and shitty health care. Yeah.
Well,
a lot of heroin.
Yeah, I like jokes about heroin.
Yeah.
I think you should lighten up
tonight, actually.
You should lighten up the top, because it's a thing.
Well, what I've been doing is I have a list of awkward questions that I found online, and I've just been pulling them up.
You
so
do that on stage.
So, Chris, no, I'm going to do that for podcast only. If you could go back and change something about your high school days, what would it be?
High school heavy question.
Yeah, it's very high school heavy.
I would probably have taken Magic: The Gathering more seriously.
More seriously.
Yeah.
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 I feel that's like probably why the demons came after you.
No, well, they didn't like that game either.
You should have been
properly
afraid of it.
No, because once I turned like 14 or 15, I stopped because I would play competitively and like win things.
Right, right.
And, but I
this.
Couldn't let people know because it was like back then it was not a
it was
a
not
thing.
Cool.
Not even that it was not cool. Like you would get robbed and beat.
Yeah,
like, people are mean.
People are
beat
mean.
Up nerd
style. Yeah,
you should have told them you were possessed.
Yeah, but you release your demon upon them.
Well, I guess it didn't even matter at the time because I've always been a lunatic, so I'm sure I would have got away with it somehow. But you know, your head is filled with like, oh, I should.
It's hard to get. For them to beat you up if you cover them in locusts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I wasn't actually a demon. That was just a myth from my grandfather. I don't believe in demons. I also had a joke about that, how I think ghosts aren't real. But that was also a heroin joke.
You need
joke.
To believe in yourself, Chris.
I don't want
to
give away the bit, but yeah, it involved ghosts and heroin.
Oh, okay, all right. That's the building
well,
blocks to good
ghosts.
Jokes.
Well, I don't want to tell you the bit now, but it's a great bit. You should hear it. It's dark. But
come see Chris Stanta.
Yeah. See me live.
It's mysterious.
I've got jokes about ghosts and
heroin.
And Tarzan crackheads. I have all sorts of bits about drug addicts.
Tarzan crackheads?
You got to hear that bit?
Are they, are they swinging from like electrical wires?
No, you have to hear the bit. It's a great bit.
I tried to trick him into giving
it. I can't give
you.
I
worked at a comic book store that sold Magic the Gathering cards, and we were in a shopping center across from a religious bookstore. And a woman came in, walked around the store, grabbed a pack of Magic the Gathering, put it on the counter, and said, "Does this teach children dark magic?" And I had to look a 40-year-old woman in the eyes and say, "There's no such thing as magic."
I hate to break it to you.
I don't know why you've not learned this.
Well, did she buy them?
Did she get mad?
No, yeah, she was like, "Damn it, I'll never get revenge."
Did she believe in magic?
Yes, yeah, she very clearly believed in magic.
And you don't, huh? So you grew up.
I'm like.
I believe in science, which could be magic.
Yeah.
You believe what
can
be magic?
Science.
Some
of it seems like magic.
Yeah. Well, because like little things can do whatever they want, right? That's the rule.
Yeah. If you're little enough, you can do whatever you want.
Well, not you. You're too big.
Yeah. I said little things.
I think we got to kick Ryan out. No. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Sorry,
Ryan, do you
want to
say your Twitter or anything on the show?
Nah, I don't got.
Okay,
okay.
Goodbye then.
He doesn't have Twitter. He's a new man.
Coming back here.
Yeah,
Our next guest has a very official binder for comedy, which is great. Yeah. Please introduce yourself to our audience here.
David M.D.
Hey, David. Thanks for coming back.
Are you a doctor?
Negative.
Well, then so what's the M.D.?
It's actually my last name. I have a crazy-ass long last name. It's 18 letters, so I knocked it down to
How does it start?
Meredith-ding-ding-ding?
Muntean Duffenbar.
That's the whole thing?
That's the whole damn thing.
Yeah. You should definitely keep Muntean Duffenbar.
Hell no. Imagine that as a host, man. You'd be like, next
Muntean Duffenbar.
Never mind.
Are you like the third or something? It sounds like a rich name.
That is a long name.
Is that an old money name?
Yeah,
it's
what?
Actually two names. My mom's name and my dad's name.
They should have hyphenated. Yeah. It looks like they added some letters in the middle.
I need to see this. Yeah.
They wrote the word hyphen.
Surreal state. Yeah. Oh, that's not. So end is not in it. It's just Munt and Afanag. Did they add end? Is that the two names?
Muntean Duffenbaum.
That may be the name of the demon that possessed you.
Yeah, Muntean Duffenbaum.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe in Muntean.
You better start.
So it looks
wait, you're in the military? This is an estate?
Yeah,
it's an estate. Air Force is not a state.
No. He's from the air.
You work for the Wicked Witch. Is that a monkey with
wings?
You
talk about magic a lot for a guy that doesn't believe in demons.
Oh, because I would love to, but it doesn't exist. That's how I know it doesn't exist, because I looked for it.
So Muntean Duffenbaum.
What's up?
How'd it go out there?
Are you more...
It went well? Went well?
Yeah. The last two tops there, I kind of ate shit up there, but...
Okay.
Kind of killed it.
That's comedy.
Killed it in my own little world.
Huh? Okay, that's cool.
So you're getting laughs and things?
Yeah.
New bits? Or bits you're working on?
Old bits, but just giving new angles to them.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about
that. Putting the puzzle together.
Yeah, that's how you figure it out.
Cool. How long have you been doing comedy?
On and off since 2006, but I'm doing a big push this whole year, since the spring, so, yeah.
That's the way it works best. Just take a bunch of years off and then cram it all into 6 months.
Get a job and a family, be happy, and don't do stand-up anymore. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. I've done one or two gigs like a year, and then this last year I was like, you know what, I need to fucking push this or just get the hell out of here.
So. I hear you. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. So what I've been doing is I've been pulling up awkward questions.
All right.
So I'm going to ask you an awkward question.
So now that you have to explain it
every
to them,
time.
But it's boring to the listener.
I'm sorry.
So I think you should just ask the question unexplained.
Hey, I have a random question I've been dying to ask you. Who did you have a crush on in high school?
Man, it's all high school.
It's all high school on this list.
And how would you know? No matter what he said.
And did you express your feelings to that person?
God, no. I was actually a virgin until I was 21. So.
Ah.
Is that why you joined the military?
Yeah. That still didn't get me laid.
No, but that's like a go-to. It's like, oh, no, guitar.
Priesthood.
I'll join the military.
Priesthood?
Yeah, you definitely get lay things, not women. Maybe. I don't know. That's a pedophilia bit. Did you get any of those yet?
I got you.
They're known to have
orgies.
You got
me beat, so don't feel too bad.
I was just trying to figure out... You weren't trying to get laid by joining the military.
No.
Okay. But you thought it would help.
No, how? You'd be in an
the
organization.
Same reason why people join.
It's an organization primarily
so same
male.
Same reason why people think they could do
most
stand-up
likely
comedy.
It's going to send you to a very conservative country.
But you could. But all the guys in the military get married and everything because it helps with their benefits.
Yeah.
So
they all get laid.
To...
And you're like, it's like, I'm a macho man. I'm an army. You have to fuck me. That's like the mindset.
Well, I'm sure they feel that way, but that's very sexual assaulty.
But with most mindsets, they don't have to be right. It's just like some people start comedy because they think that'll help them get laid. Like, it's just, if you were actually funny, you wouldn't need to do comedy to get laid.
People actually say that, and they are the wrongest.
What?
Okay.
So somebody's
asking. We just got an update from No Reason.
Yeah, that someone's refusing, I guess.
The news is no news.
No, but
I had a thing.
People
to say
are demented.
Now it's gone.
People are demented.
People are demented. I can't disagree with that.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree.
Fuck, what was I going to say?
Horny, I think, was the ultimate overarching. What can I do to get laid?
Football.
I think we got to think about it, Chris, though.
Have a good night. Check out This Delinquent Life.
Yes,
laughcast.com.
Yeah, Chris is fantastic.
Yeah.
He might do that bit.
I'll do a bunch, not on podcasts. If you want to see me, you got to pay money or go to a shitty open mic. Not this one. I mean a shitty one.
Yeah.
I only save good jokes for this open mic.
Chris, get out of here.
No. Nice meeting you.
You know us.
As we bring in our next comic who's brought an entire packed
bag. You have a carry-on.
How we doing? How we doing?
How you doing? Introduce yourself for our listeners.
Jeffrey Michael.
Hey, Jeff. What you doing with that bag?
I got a...
You can do some prop comedy?
I got a ventriloquist dummy in here.
You seriously do?
I did a little ventriloquism up on the stage.
Leave it in that bag, please.
That's what we're working on. We're going to show the crowd.
No, it's coming out.
That's not how podcasts work.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Noah.
Can I... Two things.
Go ahead.
He's taking out an orange Muppet.
A Muppet.
Muppet, yeah.
One that's not a ventriloquist dummy. That's a Muppet.
I don't know.
Or if we don't want to get sued, a Muppet.
Thank you.
So don't ever, because ventriloquist dummies are horrible nightmares. Muppets are delightful.
Yeah. So his Muppet is currently sitting on the table covering his genitals.
That is very. Who is this Muppet?
This is Ollie. Ollie used to be on Sesame Street before I got hired. Oh, Jesus, Ollie. They don't want to hear your story. Oh, no, it's a whole no. No, stop it. Ollie, I don't think you're allowed to say that, man. I think we might get sued for that. That's. Just let me do the talking for right now. So, how you doing now? How's it going tonight?
I don't know which one of you is talking
because you sound exactly the same. Has Ollie considered?
Hey,
now I know.
That's why I'm on high note and not Philly's funniest. Oh, you know what I'm saying, dude? Damn,
yeah,
he's quick too.
How did it go out there?
Not too good.
Was that the Muppet talking?
Not too good. No,
he didn't move his mouth that time.
He's sitting right here. This guy's an asshole. Shut up.
There goes. He's back.
What went wrong?
What happened was, so I used to be a magician, Noah, and I came here about 2 years ago. I was kind of looking for a platform.
Okay.
So
I remember you.
I came up on stage, and I kind of did like a magic pseudo comedy act.
Okay, I love that.
And you would not get off the fucking
stage. Well, no, you know what happened? Dude, they started playing music. I'm like, this is what's up,
dude.
Yeah,
because your time was up.
I got some background music. This is what's up right now. I'm right in the middle of a card trick. I'm about to do like the finale, pull a card out of a balloon, and I'm being ushered off the stage. I'm like, all right. So that was my welcoming to high note humor.
Jeff, I'm sorry, but
I don't blame you, Noah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
There's no sympathy for you.
No, I have sympathy because I know that people make that mistake at times, and I have friends that have.
Well, I also hate magicians, so.
Lucky for me, I'm thick-skinned, so.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you're still, that you came back.
Yeah,
still here, so.
I grew up with magicians. My uncle was a magician. I had 5 or 6 magician friends, so I, and it's well known on this podcast, my stance is that I hate them.
Magicians, or, like, oh, hey, I'm doing birthday.
No, like, birthday, well, my uncle did. I don't know. I guess he probably wasn't much better than a birthday comp.
Wow.
Yeah. A birthday magician.
Yeah, Will hates magicians, and he's afraid of hypnotists.
Mm-hmm.
Hypnotists are
okay.
And usually there's some overlap.
Well, I used to be a magician, did backyard birthday parties, festivals, I did balloon twisting, kind of branching out to, I guess you can call this comedy.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
I think you're very funny.
Thank you,
Noah. I
really
do like your brand of comedy. I love anyone that goes up there and mixes it up and doesn't do just like standard jokes about your dick.
Yeah, same old shit.
Which is what I will be doing in a couple minutes, so I have no room to talk. But yeah, I
love it's real jittery.
He is. He's actually has sedated right now, so we hopefully keep that going for him.
With what? Is it heroin?
You're putting him down? Sleepy time, bro.
Three fingers in the process.
Jeff laughed, but his puppet looked very betrayed
really
by that
upset.
Joke. Jeff, I've been meaning to ask you.
Go ahead.
Good, thank you, Noah.
Have you ever been fired from a job?
I have not been fired from a job. I'm pretty much a straight and narrow kind of a guy.
No?
No. High school, did college, got a job, got married, a couple kids.
You're married?
I am. 36, man. I know this young face don't look it, but
you're
36?
You're older than me?
I guess so.
I had no idea. So what do you do for, like, when you're not a puppeteer?
I'm a teacher.
Yeah. A lot of comics are teachers.
I see that.
Very, very true.
Now, did you steal one of your children's stuffed animals and gut it to make
No,
this?
I did not do that. Not this time around.
Right, you didn't make them watch. Then did a horrible voice for the dying stuffed animal.
What do you teach, man?
Elementary.
Okay, that makes
grade sense. Yeah.
Just all subjects, I'm guessing, because it's third grade?
All subjects.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
So I get bored, so I hop around from hobby to hobby.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. Because I've told the story before, I'm sure, but my ex-girlfriend had a book as we kick Mr. MD out of it.
I love you guys.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Can I plug real quick?
Yeah,
go
do your stuff.
Miserably Delightful Entertainment on Facebook.
MD.
It's getting there. So.
All right, cool.
All right,
thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, sir.
Ollie's gone.
And
we're gonna
welcome the champ back.
Thank you, sir.
Brian Isley is here.
Nice.
Are you drinking of Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Yes.
Did you just bring that in yourself?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Are you taking off? You don't have to leave yet.
You can leave if you want to. You don't have to stay either.
You can stay.
How are you guys doing?
Good. I was in the middle of a story, and then we'll get to you.
Okay. When we're done talking, you can talk.
But my ex-girlfriend had this book called The Bad Girl's Guide to Getting What You Want, and it said what your man's profession says about him. And she was like, so what do you want to be? And I was like, well, I either want to be an actor, a stand-up comedian, or a teacher. And she was like, all right, let me look it up in the book. And it said...
She just made a sad noise.
She said, actor, I didn't get enough attention as a child, but I got a lot of dental work done. Stand-up comedian, I didn't get enough attention as a child, but I didn't get enough dental work done. Teacher, I failed as a stand-up comedian. I was like, ooh! Ooh, too real. Too real. Now that I got that story out of the way, Brian Isley's here. What's up, Brian?
Hey.
Thanks so much for coming back here.
What's up?
How'd it go out there?
Oh, I killed.
You killed?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, good.
I think you're the first confident comic to come back.
Yeah.
I get down. What's up, man?
What'd you talk about out there?
I know.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Yeah. All right. What'd you talk about out there?
I talked about how Viola Davis is not attractive.
Oh.
Do people say she is?
Yeah, they do.
Jeff, what are your thoughts on Viola Davis?
I don't really know the woman.
I'm not sure who Viola Davis is.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay. Wait, now I'm not. I thought she was the lady from Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
Racist.
Well, yeah, How to Get Away with Murder. She was in Suicide Squad.
Okay, she was Amanda Waller.
Yeah, she was.
I know her fictional character's name.
Okay. She don't know her real name. Yeah, she's not
She has a confidence that's attractive.
Okay, yeah, but once she takes her makeup and all that stuff off, she looks absolutely terrible.
Have you seen
that? She does that a lot on TV, yeah.
she takes her makeup? There's a lot of sequences of her just...
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh. That's just a weird choice as an actress.
I know, and she embraces it. I don't know why.
Yeah, God forbid she be confident about how she looks without...
some guy disagrees with her attractiveness.
I guess. I guess ABC is down with it, so whatever.
All right.
Whatever floats your boat.
But she should know that you don't approve.
I don't. Brian Isley does not approve.
And that should affect her life.
Where do you think you fall on the attractiveness scale?
Yeah.
Well, she looks like me, so...
So equal?
Equal, yeah.
Are you wearing makeup?
No, not at all.
Oh.
You should consider it looks really good for Viola Davis.
It works for Viola Davis, right? Yeah, got her on ABC, so I should try it.
Yeah, give it a shot. You don't know.
Try to put the wigs on and everything. I'll get a role as James Brown's mom and Get On Up Part 2.
So, Brian, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever had an erotic dream?
Of course.
What did you have one about Viola Davis?
Was it about Viola Davis?
No.
And then she took her makeup off, and you were like, oh, no.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, that was a nightmare. But, I had Lisa Bonet. That comes to mind quickly. Lisa Bonet, Denise Huxtable.
Oh.
I gotta give you guys the characters that they play, not their actual names.
Yeah, pick the whitest thing they've played that we would be familiar with.
Okay, all right.
We were children. let's be real here. I didn't know actor. Like I thought those were real people. I thought those documentaries.
Documentaries.
I'm gonna get sober eventually.
I was a child as well when they were prominent.
So you had a thing for the mom though.
Didn't everybody?
No.
No one, you didn't like Claire Huxtable? Love Claire. I'm talking about Denise, though. I'm talking about the erotic dream I had was about Denise Huxtable.
Oh, excuse me.
The daughter, one of the daughters, yeah.
I got my Huxtables confused.
No.
That's good.
No. All right, that's a good thing.
No. It'd be kind of weird now, being 36.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I brought it up.
What's going on, champ? Do you get another special coming up yet?
We just had one. We're going to have another one August 19th. It's in Delaware this time.
Okay.
I'm calling it Out of Touch.
Okay, interesting.
And that's after I come back from L.A. I'll be out in L.A. for 3 weeks.
Oh, good shit. What are you doing out there?
Doing Flappers Comedy Club.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. They got you out there hosting or featuring? Or?
I'm a feature.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Good stuff.
Working. And I'll be in London in September.
Oh, wow. What are you doing out there?
Telling jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought maybe we were going on vacation, but...
no, I'm a comedian.
Now, I hear English crowds don't tend to like Americans.
That's what I heard.
Because we talk too fast? But you have a very slow pace, so you actually might like make a nice connection out there.
I just might make it out there.
Yeah.
They might like me. Who knows?
You'd be bummed if you take off. All right, so we got to say goodbye to Jeff. Jeff, anything you want to plug?
No, thank you. But thank you for running this open mic. I'm having a good time. Even though the gentleman to my right here is not a fan of magicians.
Oh, me?
Ventriloquists. Yeah. Or, I don't know.
No, all right. I made a bad impression, but so okay. I don't think I'm going to fix it.
No problem.
It's fine.
Thanks for coming out here, Jeff.
Thanks, Noah. See you later.
Well, in your defense, I didn't think you liked me upon.
What? What did I do
and then
to you?
We hit it off later on, so.
What did I do?
I don't know. It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's. I do that. I get that a lot from people that they think I don't like them at first.
You and Derek Badacek, yeah.
Well, he's unpleasant. He's not. I'd like to think I'm more pleasant than Derek Badacek.
So I got to welcome onto the show Matt Haggerty.
Hell
Matt
yeah.
Haggerty's here. What's going on, Matt?
What's going on? Who's the guy who left? I just got done making fun of him on stage.
Oh, did you make fun of Jeff?
Oh, I said, you guys are going to be so mad if I bring out a puppet right now. And everyone laughed very hard.
Well, he brought it out during the podcast. Yeah. We laid into him pretty hard.
Yeah, I might have been a little mean.
I do like Jeff, but I don't think Jeff likes Will anymore. Yeah. Or to begin with, to be honest.
Did you make fun of his puppet?
I made fun of the fact that he doesn't do a voice for his puppet.
He only does coming too early jokes. Pre-ejaculation, I think, is the technical term.
That's fine. That would be fine, but if you're going to have a puppet, especially a Muppet puppet, you got to do something like a, hey, everybody, like a voice.
Yeah, or you can just not do it.
Yeah, or you can
that is an option.
Regular jokes work.
Yeah, you can just tell jokes if that's the kind of comedy.
Now I feel bad.
I know. I like Muppets. I think it's a... A type of comedy that could work.
They just
could...
not on a podcast.
Just do a voice for it.
Just not on stage.
So, Matt, how'd it go out there?
It was fine.
It was fine?
Yeah, it was
You
fine.
Do any voices?
No, just my own.
All right, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
You don't have a Muppet, so you can do just the one.
Yeah, I mean, I have one. I just don't...
Bring him out on stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just fuck it.
Yeah, of course.
I should love to.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought we weren't supposed to curse on this podcast.
That stopped a while.
You missed that rule?
No, just for tonight.
For tonight, because we're back.
It started when we started recording, and I said the fuck word.
Funny.
Well,
that's actually my puppet's name.
The fuck word.
The fuck word.
That's a good puppet name.
Oh, God. I'm glad we can curse now. I can get that out.
I can finally share the name of my puppet.
So, Matt, I've been meaning to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Just real quick. What's your biggest regret?
Ooh.
I think not starting stand-up younger.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have that
regret. Wait, I started at 25.
That's not bad,
That's not too bad. But also, sometimes I think, like, if I did start really young... Like, I don't know what I would even be talking about.
Yeah.
I have a young cousin who's very funny, and I told him, I'm like, you should do stand-up.
Yeah.
And I know he'll be good at it, because he looked me in the eyes when I'm 17, I haven't had enough life experience to do stand-up. And I was like, oh, you're very aware.
Yeah.
You'll be great at this.
Yeah.
So we gotta kick Brian Isley out of here. All Brian, right, anything you want to plug?
Yeah. Boombox Life every Monday night, Toxic Radio, 8:30 p.m. NBA panel Saturdays, 11 a.m. on wildfireradio.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
You guys have a great night.
Yeah, take care.
I'm sorry you thought I didn't like you.
He finished his Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah, he did. I didn't even see him drink it.
Man, me neither. Did he spill that?
He's just been pouring it out.
The ground is wet. So we're going to introduce our new comic. Come on and sit down and introduce yourself to our listeners. Get all cozy with us.
What's going on, guys? Dylan Watkins.
Hell yeah, Dylan Watkins. Dylan? Shout out, Dylan Watkins.
This is your first time here?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Have you done stand-up
before? First time doing comedy.
Yeah. What?
Really? I'm not normally like this. Yeah.
I mean...
There's not usually an after show to your set immediately after you do comedy. So how'd it go out there?
Congratulations.
I thought it went all right.
All right, cool.
I went a little bit louder so I could get the message across.
It's important to be loud.
Yeah. See, most of the time when you're doing your first set, you go more profane because you panic and you're just like, fuck's a funny word.
That happened too.
That makes sense.
I planned for like one F word. I said like 12.
All right. Yeah. That makes sense. So what'd you talk about up there?
I talked about how, you know... People are always trying to get laid or whatever, and they're spending so much money. But you got chickens roaming around, dancing in the prairie. They get laid like crazy.
Damn.
Yo. I don't think they do.
You don't think so?
Do. I mean, I don't. I mean,
he's like, you don't think I researched this premise?
Most of their eggs don't have they're not in them fertilized. So we can eat them.
Some weird Wikipedia research.
They can still fuck.
just the ones in the prairie are fucking.
The wild ones, yeah.
Oh, there's wild chickens in the prairie fucking.
There's wild chickens that we have not captured to
consume. Yeah, to eat.
They dance for each other, and then they just bang.
Yeah. Where in the prairie? I want to eat them.
Yeah.
I want to hug one. Chicken.
Fucking that chicken, bro.
Yeah. You guys want to go to KFC after this?
Yeah, let's fuck some chicken.
Fuck some, fuck some wings.
You got to wait till it cools, though, or you burn your dick.
So how'd you hear about it?
That's what the biscuit's for.
I actually don't remember.
You just ended up here?
I
do you know where you are?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Right, we're not in the prairie. You know that. Yes?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I want to fuck some chickens, man.
We all do, buddy.
Have you ever listened to this podcast?
No, he hasn't.
I can tell you're new to comedy because you're pointing the microphone at your throat instead of your mouth.
Well, that's where noise comes from.
Yeah, there you go.
But
I'm up here, though.
Yeah, I know. You got to. That's why these bend.
Yeah, you got to bend. It's bad for your posture. And
you know what? I'm going to give you this, though. You didn't wear shorts.
You didn't wear shorts, nice, which is real important.
That's a good move.
Yeah. And you're, even though it's gum on too stage, hot. Yeah.
You're already funnier than every comic here.
You made it. Congratulations.
First thing I said when I got here is, you know, like, what do I tell my friends? This is the best mix between business casual and homeless casual I've ever seen.
Pretty much.
You mean the people here?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's probably homeless, like, legit homeless people.
There probably is a homeless dude that just comes in out of the cold.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there used to be a few of those at Northeast at the Cabaret. There's some people that was like, this is a warm space that I can get into.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to say the name of the club, but
if you're homeless, listen to this podcast.
They do a homeless mic on Thursdays.
It competes against our mic. I'm going to go ahead and trash it.
Oh, yeah, true.
No homeless here.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I saw a guy, this is not made up at all, a homeless guy walked into the Cabaret and had a backpack on. This was actually, I think, my first open mic ever.
Home?
Yeah, it is.
He's not a turtle, Noah.
This is my first ever open mic. He walked in and he opened his backpack and he took out a foot, like a big rubber foot. Oh. And he goes, oh, it's a foot long. Subway. And then he threw the foot behind him.
That's not a bad joke.
Okay.
Not a bad joke. I believe we have to kick you out.
Oh.
Sorry, man. It's your first time. You're already getting kicked off a podcast.
No, you got to go.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? Oh, shit.
This is Bully Dylan, if you'd rather.
Yeah, if you want to.
Really up to
you. Yeah,
we're always going to get shit on. What happened?
We can if you want.
That's fine. Matt, thank you so much for coming. Anything you want to plug?
Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter.
Use those apps.
Matt
use Matt those gets apps. A cut.
They're really good. Twitter.com, not .net. Every social media platform, it's Matt_Swaggerty. SWAGGERTY. Yes. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for coming on,
Matt.
Bye, Matt. See you. And we're going to welcome back on the show.
Oh, been a while, boys.
Hey. Vegas Lancaster. How
casual
you doing,
Vegas Lancaster.
Less funny than Matt Haggerty. I don't know why.
You should be mean to us. It's a good, it's an easy target.
Yeah.
It gets a response.
Oh, you guys stink. Ha ha.
Fuck off my show.
Bye. Well,
Vegas. I keep telling people to come back here after their set, but like half of them forget it. So
yeah, I've noticed that we've
people end up doing like 15-minute sets on your podcast.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was really excited for Anita Wise. She was on Seinfeld to come on my show, and now that
she's too big for us,
she's
probably.
Too big for us.
Damn.
So, Vegas, this was Dylan's first time ever doing comedy.
You saw it, right?
You actually saw the set.
Also, he wants to get shit on, so if you want to be tear
please.
Into him if you want.
Ah, every comedian is terrible, and first-time comedians are especially bad.
So true.
Welcome to the club.
It makes me feel better and worse at the same time.
Good, that's good.
I can't wait till 3 years from now when you tell your first funny joke.
Do you have any advice after having seen Dylan?
Oh,
things he needs to work
on? Just keep wasting your time at open mics like the rest of us, and you surely won't regret it. don't go to any shows where they make you pay to be on the show.
Yeah, that's true. But you're going to have to do bringers. That's just the way the world works.
I used to do shows where if you brought enough people, they didn't make you pay anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What a deal.
Yeah.
That's a deal. You only had to drag them to New York City. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How did you like your first time, Dylan? Your first time having sex.
How was it?
Oh, yeah. She cried. It was horrible.
Yeah?
Is this a human or chicken?
Both at the same time.
Oh.
Dylan did tell a pretty sweet joke about how chickens just fuck and humans have to do a lot to fuck.
Well, the chickens have to dance. We've established that.
I don't... Right, you guys have been through this already. Gotcha.
Because I don't like to dance. Yeah. I'd get sweaty and then nobody's getting...
Well, would you rather dance and have sex or not dance and not have sex?
It depends. If
sex is sweaty, by the way, I just want to. If you didn't know,
yeah, but if I wouldn't know.
Thank you for your concern for my virginity,
Dylan. Emphasizing his lack of virginity with that comment. Just so you know, here's a detail only someone
who had sex more than one time.
He stopped and counted.
But if you're sweaty beforehand, and then you're going to get dehydrated. So I don't want to get sweaty before.
It's lube. It's called lube.
You do not drink
it's
lube.
Natural.
Ew, why would you drink lube?
That's not going to hydrate you.
Oh, you're talking about drinking sweat?
Have you guys...
What are you listening to?
Hold, yeah,
you
hold on.
To all the words we're
why
saying.
Why did you think lube was fixed to this?
I don't know. You're talking about sweat and, you know...
Do you think the sweat lubricates... The
lubricate
vagina?
Your body. Lubricate
well,
your
just
body.
So you know, you're like six sentences away from fucking Dylan, so play your cards right. Play your cards right and let's go your way.
If you both get...
You've ruined it. There was chemistry, and then you fucking ruined it.
You both just need to get a little bit angrier, pause for a moment, and then kiss.
Again, I was going to until you guys ruined it.
We're not here. Go ahead, continue.
I don't want to do it now.
No, dance, Will.
Can we
dance.
Have a pillow fight?
Yeah.
First.
Hey, how come you're doing your show here on a Wednesday?
Because I have tickets to Assassins tomorrow.
Oh, what? Yeah. That's so cool. I'm one of only 12 people in the world who thinks that's cool.
Yeah.
But that's really cool. Stephen Sondheim. Oh my God.
Is that the play from The Simpsons?
No, it's like it's a musical about like Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, they did that on The Simpsons. Bart killed a president with a Nerf gun.
Oh, well, then maybe yeah. I guess it's a good show.
When you ask about The Simpsons, I assume you're talking about the first 10 years.
Yeah, this isn't later Simpsons. This is prime Simpsons.
What?
Yeah. Then why don't I know about
it?
Yeah,
come on.
I don't. It wasn't Assassin's Creed. They're doing like a musical for like. Presidents, and Bart played...
Yeah, I remember that.
I think he killed Lincoln.
He was super excited because he had to actually, like, do a cool thing.
Yeah.
I remember this.
See? I didn't make it up.
So, Dylan, we got to kick you out.
Man, and there goes my chance.
I noticed you're only your first time, but do you have anything to plug?
Nothing. Social media is fucking retarded.
Nice. Okay, got him. Right. Fucking got him.
Yeah. Good luck with comedy. I'll never use social media.
Okay, awesome. Goodbye forever. Our next comedian, Justin, please introduce yourself to the crowd.
What's up, guys? I'm Paul Carson.
Hey, Paul, thank you so much for coming back here. How'd it go out there?
It went mediocre.
Mediocre. This has been a theme.
Yeah.
Is he a new person?
Sort of.
Somewhat. I've been coming here like on and off for like 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. That's about when I stopped showing up.
Yeah.
So there's all these
come every week for Will to know who you are.
Yeah, I want to know. Every week 2 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. That's the only way you'll know. So what'd you talk about up there?
The statue of David's penis.
That's not what that is, but okay. There's a whole body connected to that penis.
Or did they make a statue of the penis's sculpture?
It's like one large...
Or the sculpture's penis.
It's one large penis with a tiny David attached to it.
So it's like a reverse David.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Where is that on display?
Behind the Louvre.
Behind the Louvre. Mm-hmm. Lots of lube involved. And lube that up. So, Paul, I got a question for you that I've just been dying to ask you. Do you sing while you're in a bath?
What? A bath?
Do you take baths?
No, it's not.
No, you're a you're a normal person.
Call. That's a good call.
So you wouldn't do that.
No.
Or like a well-read lady, I imagine. Would, like, take a
this is where I read my romance.
Yeah.
Yes. Tasteful bubbles covering your naughty bits. That's how it works.
This is where I do my bath salts.
Oh, I fucking love bath salts. Because there's the drug called that too.
Are you asking all the comics like cool questions? I just skipped
You didn't get one.
I have a list of awkward questions, and they're all not awkward. Literally, the next one that you would get is, how often have you driven over the speed limit?
Ooh. Oh gosh, well I've been driving.
How awkward do you feel right now?
About 16, and I drive about
16. Everybody's driving when they're 16.
I drive about once a day, and I'm 30 years old now. So
I don't like this voice you're doing. Gosh,
probably about 18,000 times.
Oh my god, how embarrassing and awkward for you to have that.
Awkward.
You're going to go to jail.
I typed in awkward question generator, and these are the questions that are coming up. I'm very disappointed.
These are awkward questions for like people who don't know how to have conversations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're this like we talk about worse shit on stage in front of our parents. So,
but I'd have an easier time answering like, how big's your dick? Like medium. As opposed to like, I don't know, what were some of those, the high school ones?
Yeah, did you have a crush in high school?
Yeah, I don't want to get into that with you people.
Oh, all right, so I guess they are successfully awkward questions.
Oh, I thought you were talking about high school dicks for a second.
Well, we can talk about high school dicks.
Yeah,
it's already come up.
Has it really?
Well, I'm not remembering anybody. Who's the first guy?
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan talked about putting his high school dick in his high school girlfriend.
Like a lot.
Yeah, according to him, like a lot.
Wow.
And then he seemed to imply he had pictures of it, which we then said would be child pornography.
He was pictures.
Yeah, and then he was adamant that she was too old to be in high school.
Yeah.
So there's a whole...
It's very awkward.
Yeah.
That's a lot of admissions of guilt.
How many people are listening to this right now?
I don't know.
Well, right like, now, four.
Yeah.
When it hits the internet...
Like four more.
Be dozens of people back here.
All right, am I about to get kicked off this shit?
Yes,
probably.
Are.
Well, it's
Vegas.
Been a
anything you want to plug?
Yeah, catinvegas.com. Cat is spelled with a C. I got music there, but like funny music, not
horseshit music. Yeah.
Bye.
Vegas, always great talking to you.
I normally spell cat with a C.
So Shane is joining us, which means it's actually going to be my turn to perform soon.
Soon, so, I believe SS Shaw is up.
So what I want to do is I'm gonna ask Shane a question, and then I'm gonna go to the bathroom, and then I'm gonna go do comedy. So Shane, I have to ask you. I've just been dying. If you came to know someone in this room were gay, who would you suppose it would be?
Oh, Ramon Bender.
No, in this room.
Oh, in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Answer it.
No. Probably me.
that's what I would have gone with as well. Yeah,
probably me. And it would have been just as shocking if it was any one of you.
Just as shocking?
I would have been
why
wow.
is that shocking?
Well, not in like a bad way, like a, huh, didn't know I was gay. One of those kind of things, you know? I'm really like tired and kind of drunk, so this is
that's good because I trust I've set up the show that you would take over for me.
Oh, great.
Who's drunk, yeah.
So. Should I switch over to your microphone?
No, you can stay there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, don't.
Sweet. Yes. Now.
Right, I'll be back.
Yeah,
now,
get
out of here, Lesser Shane.
No.
Yes. So, hi, Will.
How are you? How's it going, Shane?
Good. And Paul?
How are you?
I'm glad you said his name because I had forgotten it already.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's forgettable.
It's okay. I'll carry you through this.
I appreciate it. Do you have hosting credentials?
Sure. I hosted a spelling bee in third grade.
See, that's more than I've
done. I didn't actually host a spelling bee in third grade.
You should have kept. I believed you.
I know you did. That was the first problem. Trust no one.
Yeah. So now, you got your awkward question, right? Didn't you do that right before you left?
No, he never. Oh yeah, I got my awkward question. He asked me who in the room I thought would be gay, and I said myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do I need to have an awkward question?
Yeah, you should ask Paul an awkward question.
Paul, awkward question, Paul. Mm-hmm. Will, do you happen to have an awkward question, Paul?
No, that's why I passed it on to you.
That was an awkward question.
Yeah, that was an awkward question. What do you think is cooler, a great white shark fighting an orca whale or a vampire having sex?
Who's it having sex with?
Yeah, is it another vampire or is it a human?
A human.
What gender's the vampire?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. What gender's the human?
Also doesn't matter.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. It's a spectrum.
Right. Right. Just a vampire having sex.
How old's the vampire?
Well, I mean...
Ooh, yeah.
That's the fucking... That's the... What of it is it? I can't even make words right now. Well, I mean...
Yeah, what's the age difference between the vampire
and
the human?
Well, does it really fucking matter? Like, I mean, if the vampire was bit when he was, like, 22, okay, and he's 1,000...
Mm-hmm. Right, but he'll... But how old's the human?
I guess of equal age.
1,000? So it's a skeleton.
Sure. Of equal age when turned. God, I forgot. You're a bunch of goddamn nerds. This is horse shit.
This isn't nerds. This is just basic stuff.
This is nerd shit.
Okay, so I forget the... You'd rather watch a vampire?
Yeah,
fuck.
We already forgot about the great white shark and the orca.
Well, there's less... So...
They would be fighting.
Now, is it a real great white shark or is it Jaws? And the
just
orca
great...
from the movie Orca.
Oh, actually, that's better. Because do we get the side characters, too? Like Quint and Richard Harris?
Richard Harris
was the Quint of Orca.
I know nothing about Orca.
It is a horrible film.
Like, all I know about Orca... I watched... Because Jaws as a child was one of my favorite series of films.
It's my favorite film of all time.
Okay, good.
Orca is my least favorite film of all time. And it's pretty much one of these. It's a Jaws ripoff, where the orca has a complete purpose for wanting to kill humans.
Yeah, the guy killed its kid.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember now.
And it's
also the plot of Jaws 3.
I think so. I haven't.
Wait, it has like a vendetta, or
well.
Jaws the Return is the one with...
You mean Jaws' Revenge?
Or I thought it was the Return.
I think they just name it... It didn't matter.
The one with...
Because it's Michael Caine?
Yeah, the one with Michael Caine.
Jaws, Too Furious.
Oh, they should do a crossover.
Before
too
we
many
saw,
of those.
S.F. Shaw is here. He just came up on the set. Do you want to
come
join
us?
Yeah,
we got room. Noah's not here.
Yeah, come sit over there. That's the microphone.
How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. So Will, do you have an awkward question for
Noah
us?
Noah took the awkward questions. So,
a lot of weird sex stories.
Okay. Have you ever fucked a prairie chicken?
Or have you ever fucked a vampire? Because we were talking about this earlier, and we need some
confidence. Have you ever fucked a vampire?
No, but I've had some blood.
I have blood as well.
There's been blood involved in some of my escapades, man.
On purpose,
like,
or accidental?
Completely accidental.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
It's
I
not
had,
theatrical.
I mean, we weren't going to kink shame here.
Yeah, if you're into some blade play, it's fine.
Because, like, if it's WWE where you just, like, break it midway
you
through.
You just blade?
Yeah, you slice in the turnbuckle.
Oh, no. I'm talking about, some chicks, man, just on their period, and, that's what it is, man.
Yeah.
It's just you're swimming in it before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've done that, too, and I wasn't... I felt bad. I didn't like it.
I don't like it either. But,
What?
And I felt like and I felt like I got forced into it.
That ties perfectly.
Now here's the question: was this a girl you were like courting, or somebody you?
No,
been
we
in
had
a
been in a relationship.
Oh, then it's fine.
This ties perfectly into our theme of like sex with vampires and
Jaws, so blood, sex, and we're covering all of the angles.
Here comes Swag.
So but Swaggerty was already here. You could kick Paul out.
Yeah. Paul, it was very nice to talk with you.
Yeah.
You too. Yeah, we're just talking about blood.
I'm sorry you never gave me an answer to that goddamn question.
Yeah, pick a vampire sex or
Jaws and the orca.
Yeah.
What did I walk into?
You'll figure it out.
Thank you.
Well, I didn't see that answer.
I know. It was a swerve. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess you could watch. So I've seen a killer whale eat a shark. It made me very upset.
Yeah, I saw that video. Yeah.
Is that in real life?
What?
In real life?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't there. I saw a video of it.
Damn,
it was kind of rough.
Yeah, they just flipped the sharks. It's not exciting. They flip them upside down, and the shark goes into a coma, and then they eat it.
That's lame.
But I like sharks more than killer whales.
I do, too.
So I'd rather the shark ate them.
Shark Week soon.
I don't like Shark Week anymore.
Dude, I love Shark
Week. It
used
to be
Shark
great.
Week jump to
Dude,
shark.
Every like Shark Week, I feel like I'm a marine biologist. By the end of Shark Week, I know everything.
But they used to like teach you shit. Now I feel like they're just like...
We need to revive Shark Week.
We do. We need to bring it back to science.
Right. Pitch it to Discovery.
We need Mike Rowe.
Mike
Sharknado.
I'm saying... get the man who did jump the shark, Arthur Fonzarelli.
Yeah, I forget his real name.
I'm Arthur Fonzarelli.
Fine.
To revive Shark Week. And that's, I think that would be a pinpoint idea.
What is Matt?
Haggerty threw Paul out.
Haggerty came and joined us, lesser Shane.
And then added nothing but questions to our ongoing conversation.
We were talking about Shark Week.
Would he's like, whoa, whoa, slow down here with your vampire.
Slow down,
sex.
I missed this whole podcast.
We haven't let SS? CC?
Hey, listen, I just...
You are two letters in your first name, and I've...
That's right.
Are you a...
I forget what they were.
It's a ship's...
yeah, are you a boat?
You know, I'm a summer boat, you know? I'm like I'm like the boat you take your mistress out on, you know?
So you're like a yacht.
Yes, SS Shaw.
If you were British, would you be HMS Shaw?
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny is when I was writing that down, I thought it was pretty cool. But now,
now that it's up to scrutiny,
made fun of by a bunch of nerds with glasses.
I was like, this could be a Pulitzer Prize-winning author I'm putting down right here.
It's more like an author name than a comedy name, so, I'd say.
Guys, you're supposed to ask me how it went.
I don't care.
It went pretty well. I did some new stuff, and it went okay. I started out kind of weak, but I won them over with my heroin jokes.
There you go.
Which is,
just like Stenton.
So it went pretty well.
See, this is why I didn't want to go up.
And then
the crowd sounds terrible.
I ran out of material.
See, and Haggerty is
A grade. I had some C grade stuff.
Okay, thank you.
I'm glad.
Not bad.
A grade, C, passing, but lazy.
Had a few chuckles.
I literally got a... what would it be? Like a
sigh?
A couple of them. No, more of them.
Flatulence.
Like less than a chuckle.
Excuse me.
And like not quite like a not quite a humph.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like a nose laugh, like a.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, like one of the ones that happens in church when somebody farts.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, man, during Mass, I heard a mm-hmm.
Ooh,
that's
a good reaction.
That's good approval.
The greatest movie-going experience I've ever had was somebody farting in the middle of the movie theater.
Oh.
And it was American Hustle, which is an okay movie.
It's not a farting movie, yeah. It's a good movie.
But I'm sitting out front, and Jeremy Renner is like, everything I did was for the people of New Jersey. And two rows behind me, a guy busts ass. Really loud on like a leather seat.
What kind of fart was it?
Like a TV fart. Like somebody
like
hit a
deep
fart.
Like a
like
somebody hit a button for a fart noise.
Yeah,
but you can get a whole soundboard. Was it a wet fart, a dry fart?
A wet fart.
Was it long?
Eating popcorn and drinking
kind of loud, and because it was on a leather seat, it like...
You get that extra reverberate.
And I tried not to laugh until the
it's
person
impossible.
Next to me just went... and then the whole theater erupted. And the whole theater gathered together in a moment of solidarity.
And shamed this person.
And they probably went home and just, you know, cried.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Understandable. Yeah. Understandable.
I've heard some hot chicks let them rip during yoga classes, man. Those were... pretty good about myself. Actually.
Is that like your thing?
That's why he goes to yoga classes.
I try to remember that and go home.
Your interview has been a lot about some types of fetishes.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Have we asked SS a weird question?
All right, mostly it's he's doing like color commentary where he'll just jump in with the weird sex he has.
Sorry.
All right, cool.
That's on my mind, man. I work in a cube all day.
So
like a cubicle, or you work in the cube from the movie Cube?
It's a cubicle. Yeah.
Wow, cube reference.
Yeah.
The first scheduled one of the night.
So SS, if you were gay, who would you have a passionate affair with?
There's some invasive sexuality questions.
Yeah.
I just talked about Matthew McConaughey's butthole. Like,
I missed that. I was doing comedy.
What about it?
Just about how it doesn't smell like your butthole or my butthole. It's probably.
Have you smelled it?
No, but I'm just gonna assume after watching.
I bet it smells like sawdust.
I don't think it's too like.
Yeah.
Like a
Lincoln Town car. I think maybe
yeah, he sits in there. I'm sitting like a manly smell.
That new car smell.
I was thinking like a mahogany desk.
Yeah, yeah.
More like this room that we're in right now. It's pretty much what it
looks like.
We're, we're in Matthew McConaughey's butthole, yeah.
Oh my God. Put on a shirt!
It's like that movie The Cell. It's not at all like that movie The Cell.
I want you to know that my reference to Cube got a bigger reaction.
Man. That's because
the
just,
four people.
It's a better movie than The Cell.
It is
with Jennifer Lopez.
It does also have Vincent D'Onofrio in it.
Ooh,
yeah,
and Vince Vaughn, two Vinces.
Yeah,
remember when he was like a drama actor?
That was
I kind of missed. I liked that Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn played a creepy dad or something, right?
Yeah, he did. That was post drama era, like in the middle of his comedy era. And it was kind of sad. But I remember. Because John Travolta was the good guy in that. In the cell?
No, I got to interrupt you.
In this movie that Vince Vaughn was like the
I got to interrupt you guys. Well, you're next.
So, yeah.
Okay. You were on deck after Ramon, so I got to just let you know that.
And that's going to do it for now. That's all the time we have for this week's episode. Be sure to tune in next week as we dive into part two. Two quick notes. Or a couple quick notes. One, these are getting uploaded on Mondays now, so enjoy that. These just go up on Mondays now. Two, apologies to Jeff. We were a little mean to Jeff in there. Sorry about that. I think you're funny, bro. But it's fun to make fun of puppets. So apologies there. It gets worse in the next episode. Just be prepared. And also, be sure to check the Game the Gamer Kickstarter out. You can find all the information you need on that at plus2comedy.net. That's plustwocomedy.net. Thanks, guys. See you next week.